Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. How's it going, everybody?
Hello.
That's my signature opening line.
Very nice.
Probably need some work. Anyway, we are back with Hannah.
Yes.
And Maggie.
Yeah. So if you hear any jingles or licks or snores or chomps, biting, anything like that, she wanted to sit on my lap. So that's where she's at today.
Vicious mauling? No.
Yeah.
No. She's on an attack dog.
No, you good anyway, girl.
We're all here, and Alex is off this week. He is moving into a new apartment. So we figured we would come in and talk about Kirby. Like I promised back in my solo episode where I talked about it, Hannah is going to join me, and we're going to talk about just some of our favorite things about the game.
Yeah, because we basically finished it by now.
Yes, we just came from the living room playing it, and we tried the final boss.
Level.
Yeah. Got the final boss, and
you lost your power up, and
yeah, lost my power up, and we got it. We understood it was getting frustrating. It was going to take a lot longer than we thought. So anyway, we're here. We're going to talk a little bit about it. Before we do that, as usual, go ahead, and if you're returning to the show, we appreciate it. Thank you for coming back. If you're new to the show, welcome. Once a week, every Friday, for about a half hour. Sometimes we go over, sometimes we're under, but around a half hour, we talk about video games, anything video games. It can be a video game we're playing. Most of the time it is. Sometimes we might branch out and do a documentary about video games or something, a movie video game or a movie based on a video game, anything like that. It's just anything gaming. And if you're a fan of the show and you want to help us out, we'd love to get a review from you. If you just have 5 minutes, go on your favorite podcast platform and leave a review. Give us a 5-star rating. That really helps us out. And then we might not get notified that you do that. So send us an email. It's askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. And let us know you left us a review, where you left the review. And then also, if you have suggestions of games to play or something you think we should talk about on the podcast, you'd like to hear what we think about it, let us know. And me and Alex and Hannah will be open to trying it out. So with that, you can find all of our other things that we've got going on in the show notes of this episode or any of our episodes. And yeah, so Kirby and the Forgotten Land. It is the first fully 3D Kirby adventure. Everybody knows that by now if you've read anything on Twitter or any of the advertisements and stuff. But
if you've been by a GameStop,
yeah, the posters in the window. And it's not the first on Switch, but it is, like I said, the first fully 3D adventure. Something that's been in the works for several decades, from what I've read and in different news stories and posts. And I've already talked a little bit about the gameplay and all that kind of stuff. So we're just going to go right into it. I'm going to give you a softball one. What is your favorite Kirby power-up? And I got the game here. I'm going to load them up if you can't remember them all.
Okay. Let's preface this with Ben played as Kirby for the entirety of our co-op game. And I played as Bandana Waddle Dee, who...
No.
Is adorable. However, he doesn't get any power ups. So the spear is my favorite power up because it's the only one that I've ever used.
The spear is his power up. That is correct. That's true.
It's power up you have all the time.
Just for the record, I offered several times when we first started. You sure you don't want to play Kirby? And you were like, nah.
Waddle Dee is so cute.
You love bandanas. Plus, you have a couple.
I wear bandanas all the time. So. What's your favorite power up?
What? You were going to say something?
Oh, no? I don't remember.
Okay. Well, my favorite power up. Oh, this is hard. I think my favorite power up let's put it this way. My favorite one as far as looks is the spacesuit laser space ranger.
Okay.
I love the looks of that suit.
So if it comes to like which ones are most helpful for us to beat the boss, that one's very helpful.
Very helpful because of the range ability. Yes. But the one I probably played the most and used the most is the fire power up, the dragon fire. That one is really cool.
Yeah, looking. That one's good too.
I love the artwork on that. But then you got the hammers, you got Crash, you got the blades. I use the blade a lot, the cutter ability.
Yeah.
Sword, of course. That's just your staple. The ones that I least care for is the spikes one. Don't really like that one very much.
It's pretty.
It's pretty. It works well on the basic enemies, but when you get in a boss battle, it's not very effective because you can't pick them up. So you're just kind of running into them and you take a lot of damage when you pop out of it and stuff. So, yeah. The ice one, the final level, the ice one is just beautiful to look at. I love it that ice sculpture. What did you say the other day? The crown looked like, you said it looked like some character.
Oh, you look like Thor.
Thor, that's right.
His little wing helmet.
With his wings helmet, yeah. The one that I found like the most innovative, because I've played Kirby for a long time. I played it since Game Boy Advance. I know Kirby's been around before that, but I've played it since then. I've played quite a few of them. Not everyone, but most. And the one that was always kind of basic was sleep, where you just absorb that enemy and you just fall asleep and nothing really happens. But they, in this game, since they have these upgrades to the abilities, now there's like a second level and a third level of that same ability. They have deep sleep as a second level. And you go climb into a little bed and you start hitting A and mashing the buttons and it'll slowly like restore your health.
So what was the point of sleep before? If you didn't get anything out of it?
Sleep before, nothing just happened. He just fell asleep and fell there. I think there was a way that you could trigger, like in certain games, you could hit sleep. And if you hit somebody, like you were near an enemy right as you fell asleep, it would like KO them and they go flying off the screen. Oh, okay. I think I did it a few times. Send me an email and let me know if you're an expert on Kirby and you know how that worked. But it was just a cutesy kind of thing in the game. It wasn't ever really meant to be. Kirby is a easiest game in the Nintendo franchise, as you can tell. It's not hard, so it's never meant to be like super serious or anything. I think it was just a cute thing they wanted to do. Whoever the developers are, that's just what they wanted to do in the game. I think overall, I'd say the power-ups are really fun in this game. I love going to the weapon shop and talking to the Waddle Dee there.
He's really precious cute. Waddle Dee.
Hannah loved it. Didn't you love how he was so covered cute. In soot? That was the first thing you noticed.
So cute.
And I just liked how you go in there and he's always excited that he has a little alarm eyes like, oh, you've got a blueprint. You like, can make something new. And then he goes back there and hammers on his workbench.
Should
it's just fun to watch.
Should we use this opportunity to talk about the rest of Waddle Dee Town? Because it's a cute place to be. I like the little mini games. Like we played the food cart one a lot. Mm-hmm. And the maze was really fun. And the fishing one, we couldn't really stop because we wanted to get that big one.
Yeah, the cafe manager is really fun to play. You go talk to him. And he's like, I got a job for you. And then you have to work the lunch rush at the counter and you have to make hamburgers and you have to make Kirby cakes, car cakes, and you have to make all these different things for him. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun playing those. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of mini games in Kirby games over the years.
I'm ignorant. The only other Kirby game I've ever played is Epic Yarn with you.
Yeah, and that one's a different spin and different take. But in the Kirby 2D games, especially my favorite one is a remake of the original game. It was Kirby Nightmare in Dreamland. And that was a remake on the GBA. And I loved that one. I played that one multiple times over. Oh, sorry. That's an alarm. Anyway, I played that one many times over. And there were several mini games in that one, too. I'll have to show you that sometime.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Then there's this other Tilt-A-Whirl thing where you...
It's a maze. It's a survivor game.
Right. Yeah. It is a survivor
game.
It is.
They do that on Survivor all the time. You have to, like, control the... I can't remember what Jeff calls it, but... a maze.
Yeah, you have to roll. Isn't it always a ball?
It's a table
Survivor?
Maze. That's what he calls it. Table maze.
Yeah, and there is a ball, and they have to roll it through.
Yeah,
and then yeah, sometimes it'll like drop a key, and now they go to the next area. Or
yeah,
whatever.
That's just what I thought about the whole time. I loved playing that.
That was fun. The Colosseum we didn't do very much. I did on my own just to get the stars that you need to upgrade the abilities because I just love upgrading abilities. I love evolving things. I love Pokemon.
Yeah.
So then there's the capture area where you can get those little capsules. And I like that. Okay. I was really just doing it and plowing my way through it to get a completion.
I think they're cute and fun to collect.
They're fun. I think there's too many of them.
There's so many of them.
There's over 200 of them. I think that's, I don't know. I get it. It's cool that it's there.
I'm a collector though in my games. I love to collect stuff.
Yeah. And that's what I'm loving about this game is because it gives you the incentive to do that because it gives you a really nice image on screen of the little capsule and it has this nice squeezing sound. And if you have the vibration on, it's a nice little tactile feel of like, ooh, and then there's some tension and then boop, the thing pops out. And yeah, it just makes you want to do another one. Do another one.
Yeah.
It's very addicting. But, you know, thanks to Nintendo, they didn't monetize this. Like in other game franchises, I could easily see them being like, you can pay $5 more and you can get 20
That's
more capsules. And I was like, I'm just so glad that they didn't do that with this game.
Yeah.
Not that they ever probably would. But there's just so much talk of that lately of like, how can we monetize games more? And I'm just not for that.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you just keep it simple fun.
Same.
Yeah. So what was your favorite level?
I liked the carnival.
You liked the carnival?
The whole, I don't remember exactly specific levels at the carnival.
Here's the carnival. It is called Wandaria Remains.
Ooh.
You know, the Welcome, the Circuit Speedway.
Oh, the House of Horrors and the Dream Parade.
Yeah.
Those are both really good.
Those are really fun. I like the House of Horrors a lot. This one, the Dream Parade had that roller coaster, remember?
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah, that was my favorite world out of all of them.
I liked the roller coaster in there because it was a nice surprise that you have all these mouthful modes and then one was a roller coaster cart. And you jump on it, and now you're like on the roller coaster, and you have to dodge the enemies and get the coins. That was just like another one of these things about this game that I love is just you turn a corner and you're gonna see something you didn't expect at all, and wasn't even in all like the trailers on the internet and stuff that you're seeing all over the place for this game. So there's just so many.
I liked that they
moments.
Weren't your typical worlds. Like you'd see in like Donkey Kong or Mario or something.
Yeah.
There wasn't a grass world and a water world and a desert world. I mean, there was close and it was kind of adjacent to that, but it did it in a cool way to where it didn't feel stagnant after your fifth water level where you literally just want to be on dry land.
Yeah. Yeah. It really does take a nice spin on it. And I like the spin of there used to be humans living here. There's buildings, there's power lines, there's cars, there's cogs and there's boats and there's human-made stuff here, but there's no humans anymore, and the wild creatures and the wild trees and foliage and stuff, everything is taken over. And I like that idea of placing Kirby, which is normally like really lighthearted and kid-like, you know, kids stylized cartoon, and putting that in this realized like real world, just a cool contrast of things. And I think it really works. They really made it really work by giving a lot of bright colors in the world, even though you're seeing things that are real and grounded, like skyscrapers and cars and theme parks, you know. I was going to go with that one too, but the more that I look through these, I really like the water levels. Mm-hmm. I just thought the water was gorgeous in this game.
It was very pretty.
It looked really pretty. I love the fact that when you get onto the water, a little tube appears around the
so
character.
Cute.
Like, it's just those little things where you're just like, oh, that's so special.
And there's
special.
No
and just,
swimming mechanic.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't go underwater. I just thought that was so cool though, because then it's like, it's just these little moments like that where I could just sit there and stare at it for a while, just soak it in, because they're just so fun. And just, I love it. And I like the use of the water. You could go out and explore, but then there's also platforms above the water, so you have to stay on those. And there's just kind of that two-part thing of like, the other levels, like the lava levels, feel like a little tighter because you can't go in the lava. You have to stay on the,
yeah.
So they feel more linear. In the water ones, it felt more open because you could go and explore anywhere. There's a, you know, there's a, some secret over here that we need to go find, or that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought that that was really fun. What's your favorite boss battle?
None of them.
Hannah doesn't like to fight.
I don't,
do you?
No, I don't. Oh my gosh. We're at the end of the game and there's like seven bosses in a row.
Just, yeah.
Ugh,
yeah.
Get me out of here. That's not I'm not a boss fan in any game whatsoever.
I mean,
I guess the gorilla, because he's the easiest. Mm-hmm. That's
my favorite. Yeah, the gorilla is the first one. The tree is the easiest.
Oh, the tree. The tree is my favorite boss because I feel bad hurting it.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives a little tear after you beat it up too much.
I was like, I don't feel right doing this.
And that's a throwback to the very first game, and the very first boss was an oak tree.
Aww.
And I love the take on this one. It's a tropical tree, and it's got coconuts dropping on you.
He has
a
little soul patch.
Yeah, he has a little soul patch, and like he's a surfer or something like that. And all of his palm fronds are huge, and he's really wide and big. And I like that boss a lot. Like, he's really striking.
Very and pretty.
Really cool to look at. Yeah, I can't look away. I think my favorite one to fight, and my favorite surprise about the game, was King Dedede. I had a feeling he was in there, but then on the other hand, I was surprised because I thought, oh, he might not show up because this is a whole other world. This is not, this is not your normal...
Yeah.
Kirby world. It's this other human world. But when he shows up, and it says the Uninspected Beast King, and he shows up at the end there, it was really cool. And you're like, oh, I love this take on him. He's got like kind of frail and dirty coat, and he looks kind of like,
he's
been
creepy.
The wilds and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. The later versions, like the pig one, I do not like. It's kind of scary.
But no, the regular worst, one is pretty the good. The worst. Okay. There's two worst bosses. Number two, runner-up, is the creepy lion and how he, like, chomps and crawls after you. Yeah. I can't stand it. And number one for worst boss is that scary armadillo that looks like
deranged.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Creepy. Why?
Very
why
much,
is he drawn that way?
Very much least favorite. Yeah, he's very creepy. And I don't like when he takes out the fake doll and like starts spinning around with it. It's like, no dolls,
no
fake dolls. Please get out of here. It's so weird. But the cat one is my least favorite. That took me so many tries.
Like, I had quit by this point, and so I was doing something else. And like the amount of like swearing and
so many tries because
coming out of the living room.
I guess this will feed into what my favorite part of the game is, but there's these achievements, and one of them was beat the boss battle without damage. All of them are that. Every boss battle has a without damage, which can be it can be very challenging. I'd probably say probably the most difficult challenge in the game, honestly.
Yeah.
A lot of the other challenges are pretty simple, but this one, that one's pretty hard to do because they're coming at you with different moves. You have to learn their moves, which... anybody who plays a Nintendo game knows Nintendo boss battles are all about learning their moves and what order they do them. And the little cues that tell you this attack is coming up next, you know, they jump to the side and now that means they're going to throw a hammer at you or whatever it is. And that cat one is so hard because she has two levels where there's a point where she's hopping around and then she jumps straight up in the air and comes straight down on you really fast. And if you don't catch that cue right on time, you get hit every time. And I would get, like I told you, I finished it once with this tiniest sliver of health gone. And I was like, that's so unfair. I was that close. But
that's another good thing about being Bandana Waddle Dee, because all the bosses go for Kirby. Yeah. He's their target all the time. So usually what I do is I just hide behind them and just stay back there and just hit them the entire time.
Just poke them in the butt.
We kind of had a bit of a unfair advantage when we played together. But
it helped me out a lot, though.
That's how I prefer to do boss battles.
Yeah. It helped me get through it initially. And then, so that feeds in. I'll do my favorite thing, I guess, first. Like I was saying, the challenges that they give you on the screen, when you click on a level and it comes up, it'll say, clear the stage, you get 3 Waddle Dees saved. There are 4 Waddle Dee cages hidden throughout the area. You got to save them. Then there are always 3 or 4 extra things you need to do. And in boss battles, it's like, one is don't take any damage. One is beat it in 1.5 minutes.
With a specific power-up.
Yeah. Take them down with the flame power-up or the fire power-up. And they're not all revealed to you at first. There's little question marks a lot of the time, and you kind of have to discover them for yourself on the level. If you finish the level, clear it, it will reveal one of them to you. So a lot of times I would just play with Hannah. We would just get through the level, try to find all the caged Waddle Dees, because those were pretty straightforward.
Touch anything that looks suspicious.
Yeah, go down any hallway you can, turn the camera if you're able to, all that kind of stuff. But I love the challenges because they made me want to go back and do the level again. And I like the fact that they keep them hidden until you're done with the level, because otherwise I'd be trying to do them all at once and I keep restarting the level and it just would make the game kind of slog down. So that's my favorite thing, is the missions that they give you. I think it's a great way to keep you engaged in the game and not just get bored of kind of doing the same thing over and over and over. Do you have a favorite thing about the game?
I don't know. I like how the co-op works, for sure. It's really fun. It reminds me a lot of Craft or Yarn.
Epic Yarn
yeah. That we played. That was a good co-op. I don't like that I don't get power-ups as Bandana Waddle Dee, and I don't like that I have to constantly be next to you. Otherwise, it brings me back. But I like the 3D element a lot. Yeah. It was really fun to kind of explore, but still have a very clear path of where to go. Yeah. I don't know if that's a favorite feature or not, but that's what I like the most.
It sounds like you just like the game. You just had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time playing with you.
I had a great time playing with you, too.
Look at that.
I think that if you're going to play this with somebody and, you know, you're like us, you're a couple, you want to play a game, and the other person's maybe not like wanting... is not like playing Elden Ring or something like that, really hard games, this is a good one. Or like Hannah, you play quite a few games. You're pretty good at games. So it wasn't too boring, though, would you say,
to play the Waddle
Dee character?
No, it wasn't boring at all. Yeah. It was just annoyances from time to time, but not enough to make me not enjoy the game. That's for sure.
Yeah. And that's what I was worried about at first. And I was like, you sure you don't want to play Kirby? Because I was thinking.
Yeah.
You know, or switch off or something. Cause I was thinking, I just don't want you to get bored to the point where you're like, oh, I don't want to play that anymore.
No, it's definitely not boring.
So yeah, that's good to know. I think if they did a sequel to this, it was very successful. So I think they're going to continue 3D games. I'm pretty sure. If they do something like that, yeah, I would like to see the second player get different types of Waddle Dees to play as. Maybe, I don't know. There's a lot of different Waddle Dees in the town. Maybe there's a Waddle Dee that has a frying pan. Maybe there's a Waddle Dee that has a little magic wand or a sword like Kirby. Or
I'm just going to need a bunch of Waddle Dees that just let me play mini games. That's what I want.
You just
want
to play more mini games.
I want to play mini games with Waddle Dees, yes.
But I'm saying when you're playing with me, Kirby gets all these powers and Waddle Dee gets nothing. Maybe give Waddle Dee different variation, or you can play as a different Waddle Dees or something like that.
Something different, yeah.
Yeah, just I want to go into this mission as, you know, a frying pan Waddle Dee or whatever. I can't think of any other ones, but not necessarily as robust as Kirby, but just give you some variation, something to make the second person have a little more to do.
Yeah, I was worried that I would not like Bandana Waddle Dee as much as I liked Prince Fluff, but he hangs.
Just as good. I think he's cooler in gameplay wise because it gives you a different variety of thing to do than in that game. They're just two different colored Kirby's, really. It's just kind of as far as functionality wise. But Prince Fluff is pretty cool, as a character. He's cute. I think as far as like least favorite thing about the game, I would say, I don't know if there's anything I don't like about it.
That the lack of power-ups for me was the only thing that.
Yeah, I really think there's not much that I dislike. I think there were some challenging parts with trying to do those, like I said, boss battles without taking damage. But I knew that was challenging and I was pushing myself to try it. So it wasn't like the game was unforgiving or something. I think this game is a perfect game. There's nothing with it that I disliked or didn't want to. I want more. I want to keep playing it. I mean, we're playing the bonus levels and mm-hmm. I'm going to play that final boss level. I'm sure I'll try to beat it.
I'm good.
At some point. I don't feel any rush to, but I really would like to get 100% completion on this.
Yeah.
Collect all the collectibles and do all the side quests and all, you know, or all the missions, I should say. There's no side quests. They're just missions. But I think it's a perfect game for us. I hope they make more. So
yeah.
With that, I think we're going to wrap it up. Maggie, you got anything? She's asleep in your bed. Well, we will see you next week. Alex will be back, I think. I'll find out this week from him. But in the meantime, send us your emails. Leave us your comments on social media. We will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.